Blog Talk Radio.
Come on.
Tim Sheets, yeah.
You know, it's like Dr. Summerall has been teaching. They're there, and they're probably the least used by the humans of all of our weapons we have. You know, it's not like, I know, I agree. And so that's why we're studying this. And, any of you that find something like that, make sure you click the share button and send it to me immediately. It's all right. I know that experience. Been there before myself. So to everybody that's with us by YouTube and Blog Talk Radio, we love you. Thanks for being with us. It's always good to have you with us and everything that we got going on. And, you know, as our ministry continually changes and goes into the final days of the end time, like everything else, we'll just keep moving and growing and developing and adjusting. And I can't see it.
Roger's here.
Roger, bless you. Good to see you, buddy. We're just going to keep going. It's the end times. I keep having this verse come to me that says, in the last days, the people will run to and fro all across the earth. Knowledge will increase. Of course, we've got so much access to so many apps that fine tune and perfect our life like we've never had it before, that, everyone who takes advantage of it, every one of us that takes advantage of all of this technology will reach multitude millions of people in these last days. And that's what I want to see you and I do. And take everything that God's given us, every bit of revelation he's given us, and get it out there where people can actually turn it into life and life more abundantly in their being, in Jesus' mighty name. So, all right, here we go. We got to go live and we got to hit the road. I'll catch up with you guys a little bit later on right here on the program. Here we go. Dr. Lester Summerall with Angels, the Messengers of God.
Oops. Hold on. There we go.
Turn that camera.
I thought it did.
Oh. All right.
Yeah. Here we go. Hello?
There we go. Did he just switch videos?
Yes.
All right. Well, I want to talk about it a little bit because that last one was quite a video.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure about the muffled sound. Just ease it sideways a little bit or something.
Oh, is it still muffled?
Yeah, it's still muffled compared to what it usually is. But
how is it with everybody else? I took my phone out to the kitchen to see if I could hear there, and it sounded better, but maybe it keeps sliding back. Let me unplug it. Okay.
All right. So, you know, I think it was very interesting in this lesson. Well, it's very educational, interesting, it's all those words, that the angel explained the vision to Daniel. So if you have a dream and a vision, whether it's open vision in the daytime or in while you're sleeping, then ask God for an angel to help you understand that dream, that vision. An angel fought the devil, the principality. An angel set up Jacob's life that was going to be completely blessed. An angel did it. An angel took a coal and purged Isaiah's mouth.
Purged the sins, yeah.
And so there's a lot to learn. We don't worship angels. Don't ever do it. Don't let yourself even get close to it, because God said, do not do this. All right. They are messengers sent to the heirs of salvation. So let's just read that real quick. He's not reading all the verses every time. Well, let's just read it. Let's read Hebrews chapter 13 or chapter 1. And I'm not sure. I think it starts about verse 10, 11, somewhere in there. It begins talking about angels. It just, and I can quote it effectively, but I would just soon read it right out of the Bible, because that way we're not leaving out any important part of the verse of scripture,
right?
So that it speaks it very clearly. Go ahead.
This is Hebrews 10, verse 1. For the law having... 10?
No, 1, verse 10.
Oh. All right.
It should be right there somewhere that it begins to talk about angels. 10, 11, 12, 13,
yeah,
somewhere.
The Son exalted above the angels. Do not neglect salvations. The Son made lower than the angels. That's in chapter 2.
No, it's chapter 1.
Supreme Revelation. The Son exalted above the angels.
Yep. Let's start reading it.
All right. For to which of the angels did he ever say, you are my son? Today I have begotten you. And again, I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. But when he again brings the firstborn into the world, he says, let all the angels of God worship him. And all the angels, he says, and of the angels, he says, who makes his angels spirits and his ministers a flame of fire. But to the Son, he says, your throne, O God, is forever and ever, a scepter of righteousness, a scepter of your kingdom. You've loved righteousness and hated lawlessness. Therefore, God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness more than your companions. And you, Lord, in the beginning laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you will remain. And they will all grow old like a garment, like a cloak. You will fold them up, and they will be changed. But you are the same, and your years will not fail. But to which of the angels has he ever said? Oh, go ahead.
No, it's just we already read it. They're angels. They're ministering spirits.
Yeah.
Flames of fire. Now,
verse 14, they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for those who will inherit salvation?
Okay, now Psalm 103, let's read the angel verses there. Verses 19 and 20. I think it's 19 to the end, but you'll see it. Because you can't just take a man's teaching and say, well, Brother Summerall said it.
Right.
You can't fight the enemy with Brother Summerall said. That's what the Sons of Sceva tried to do. And they got their butt kicked pretty severe.
Oh, my. Yeah.
Matter of fact, the Bible says they were stripped naked and ran down the street beaten and bruised.
And naked.
So, yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. 103, Psalm 103, verse 20. Bless the Lord, you his angels, who excel in strength, who do his word, heeding the voice of his word. Bless the Lord, all you his hosts, you ministers of his who do his pleasure. Bless the Lord in all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul.
And so these are ministers, not preachers. Minister means to aid, to help, to work alongside of. That's what the angels are. And when we get to heaven and get to see everything that was available for us, that we did not take advantage of. Our hearts are going to be saddened, even though there's no sadness in heaven. And people will try to rebuke us. But the bottom line is, guys, every bit of that is so that you and I can reach every person around us.
Yeah.
Right now for the kingdom. Now read Psalm 104, verse 5, I believe.
You who laid the foundations of the earth so that it should not be moved forever. Is that where you wanted?
No, there's an angel verse right there somewhere. 104:4, somewhere right in there.
Oh, who makes his angels spirits, his ministers, a flame of fire.
So we heard Dr. Kevin Zadai say, I can tell they're with me. I can feel the fire. Now, we got to learn. When an angel shows up, so does fire. And wherever there's fire, there's power. And so, even though this might be something you have never really studied before, never really seen it, you know, understood it, it's a very, very powerful force that all of us, God being our help, will come into a revelation of it, not so you can get on the program and brag. There's no value in that. So you can win everybody in your family, everybody connected to their family, help each of them win their sphere of influence so that when we get to heaven, we've made the Father proud of us.
Amen. Yeah.
And what makes him proud is that we bring more sons into the kingdom and bring more people to the understanding of who he is. That's what makes our Father happy.
Yeah.
And so I just wanted to stop and read those verses real quick. And then, Dr. Summerall is going to keep reading more and more verses. As you can see, this is a very thorough study.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, this was made, I don't know how long ago this was made, probably when, and you look at how everybody's dressed there, in the late 80s, early 90s probably. And yet, look how solid it is. And thank you, Father, for the revelation we've received in Jesus' name.
Yeah, amen.
Amen. Go ahead.
All right, here we go. Oh my. Amen.
Amen.
Were you talking to us?
I was. I said, is it time for communion?
It is time for communion. Can you put your mic down?
There we go. Is that better?
That is much better.
You know, it helps if you listen better.
Yeah. Too funny.
I can listen better if you pull that little boom thing down there and talk into it.
Yeah, it helps so much.
Man, this is just so good. You want to start all over and do it again, don't you?
Yeah, except I want to hear the rest first.
How many of them are there? 18?
21, I believe. So probably this was 15. So tomorrow night we may finish them, but then we have those other two on the truth about haunted houses. Yeah.
About haunted houses, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, you know, you're going to see that we've grown in revelation in areas since Dr. Summerall. But Dr. Summerall would say that if all you do is live on my revelation, then you'll just create a mortuary around me. And you can't do that. You got to take what he learned and saw and knew and go to the next step, which is, what's the revelation? How do we take what you showed Dr. Summerall and use it in our generation, you know, and then conquer our world like he conquered? And there are men in our day that are conquering just like he did. And that's a good thing.
Amen.
And thank God we're a part of it. And, you know, every day, all day long, wherever you are, Father, thank you for the ministering spirits of the Lord that are here to surround and protect and keep me safe, open the doors, show me things, purify me, open the eyes of my understanding. I like how you made that statement. The next revelation you needed was on the next page, and the angel turned the page for you.
Yeah.
How many times have we said, man, I never saw it on that page, and the angel the angels have been scooching the screen out for people for a millennium. We're just now catching on with our screens on our phones, how to scooch it out and make it clearer, you know. But thank God. Thank you, Father, for the ministering spirits sent to minister to us, the heirs of salvation. Thank you. Thank you. We say thank you. You are truly good and great.
Amen.
Oh, no. Amen. Now, communion time. We'll keep right on moving here. And once we're finished with communion, if you want to stay around and talk about angels according to the word of God, we can do that some more afterwards. I got all night, but I like to be able to get the program finished so people can have communion. And those that have to go to bed, we call you blessed in Jesus' mighty name. And, you know, I want to make sure we say this every time we come here. There's a lot of people with a lot of opinions about the Bible. But not everybody has a chapter and a verse for what they believe. And I think it's, I don't think, I know, the power of what we do here at the Community of Faith is we're not going by my opinion. And we're not going by your opinion. We're going by the holy word of God. Thus saith the Lord. Give me a chapter and a verse. Because when we stand before Jesus, we'll be judged by chapter and verse. Not what you always thought or I always heard or Aunt Mabel, Uncle Charlie, my mom and dad, your favorite preacher always said. And the wonderful thing about that is that gives the angels the ability
to truly take us to the next level. If we're always searching for truth, you know, if we're always going into the Bible saying, show me Jesus, show me how to do it, show me where it's at, help my eyes to see. A lot of people say, God opened my eyes. You can't say that. You have to say, God, I open my eyes. Illuminate your word as I am looking. See, a lot of people say, well, when God wants me to see it, he'll open my eyes to it. No, he won't. He doesn't make anybody's eyes come open. You and I begin to chase him. And in the chase, he reveals what it is that we've been seeking and looking for. And I know there's some people that, you know, whenever I say those words, I can tell I get pushback, but whatever. Don't push back against me, because you're going to stand before Jesus. You're going to give an account of your life and what you know. No longer hide behind, well, I don't know. God knows my heart. He knows I love him and his word. No. Know the word. Make a point that you know where it is in the word. It's not cute. It's not funny. It's not cheek to act like you don't know. It just is not. And it'll get you a butt kicking you're not going to want. And knowing the word gives you superiority over the devil and knowing exactly where it is. I remember thinking, how could I ever know as much word as Dr. Barclay does? Because he could preach a whole message and never open his Bible. Well, faith comes by hearing and taking notes about what it is you're hearing. That gives you the ability to see and know and understand. And thank you, Jesus, for it. Well, here we go. Let's receive communion. You got the communion verses, love?
I do.
All right. Did we get that other up on the slide, or
I have not yet, and I just tried to copy and paste it, and for some reason it's not accepting it right at the moment, so I don't know what that's about, but I
just copied, and I am going to paste it, and don't tell me you can't accept it.
Yeah, yep. That's what I was thinking, too. But about the third time, I realized we're going to have an argument, but probably not on air. I'm going to have an argument
authority
with
authority over you, and there's not any argument here. I'm the commander. You're the obeyer. I tell you what to do, computer, and you do it.
Yeah.
Jesus' mighty name. Yeah, I'll tell you what, if any of you are using the notepad in your Apple phone, I never saw this happen before, but I highlighted a whole note today, copied it, and then I was thinking about where I was going to put it, and it deleted it.
Wow.
And it's like, no. Paste right back in there. Thank you, Lord. I copied it. And then it's just the day that we live in with all these apps. I want to say one more thing. Of all the places, my Gmail today was actually completing sentences about God.
Well, hallelujah.
I thought, my goodness sakes alive, look at that. I was sending an email. Who did I send? I sent it to you, didn't I? Send you an email?
Not that I'm aware of.
Yeah,
I have not looked.
I sent you an email with that, the communion prayer in it.
Oh, okay. Oh,
why
maybe I can take it from.
Up? Anyways, I was typing in there. Anyways, I started to say the Lord God Almighty, and I said the Lord God, and Gmail put Almighty in for me.
Hallelujah.
Oh, wait. Let me say it differently. My angel put Almighty in for me. Thank you, angel. I'm not giving that credit to no Gmail. I put that in the angel. Thank you, angel. I appreciate that. Hallelujah. That's amazing.
It is, because usually they'll try to change any of those words from being what you're trying to type.
Wait, let's say it differently. Once upon a time they did that, but those days are over, and the angels now type for me.
Amen.
Go ahead if you're ready to read the verses. What we're going to do here first is read the verses, and then pray the prayer of salvation, give you 2 minutes of instruction. We'll receive the communion elements together. Welcome.
Here we go. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. For I have received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. Whoops, I apologize. Set my speaker falls forward then. Maybe I don't need it. Took bread. Okay. I lost my place. And he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death or his redemptive work for us until he comes. Verse 28, but let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. In verse 31, for if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. Hallelujah. So judge yourselves. Realize where you've fallen short and that we need a Savior. And then 1 John chapter 4, verse 17. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. You are. Yep. Thank you, Father. I had not had a chance to check the email. I didn't know you sent it. Yeah. Let me see if I can do that without me. Yeah, amen. Father, in Jesus' name, I know I need you in my life every day. According to John 3:16, when I believe in you, you give me everlasting life, and I will not perish. Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God, and you rose again for my redemption, and I receive it from you. All of your grace and mercy, all of your love and righteousness, filling every part of my life with all the fullness of God. Fill me with your Holy Spirit so I live in power. Oh, that was Pastor that went out. Understand the Word of God and pray in my heavenly language. Now I know I am born again, saved, and a child of God. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Oops, I guess I should turn my camera on. There we go. Now, if you prayed that prayer for the first time, here comes Pastor back again. If you prayed that prayer for the first time, please contact us. You'll have questions about what to do from here and how to live this new life as a Christian. We say welcome to the kingdom of God. Welcome to the family of God. And we would love to help you to know where to go from here. Contact us. Pastor's email address is in the notes on YouTube. You can find us there, or you can find us on our website. It's Samuel J. Cottle, Community of Faith, and our website has our information there too. You can email him. Like I said, his email address is in the in the notes in YouTube. And contact us, and we'll help you know what to do from here. You just made such an amazing, eternal life decision, and it's a wonderful life, and we'll be glad to help you know how to live that life out. Amen.
It is a loud blinker.
Actually, with your head, I was going to say, with your headset on, I don't hear it, but usually I do hear it. Yeah, but right now I don't hear it. I bless and sanctify these elements for this time of communion with you, Lord. Jesus, you were wounded for my transgression. You were bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement for my peace is on you, Lord. And by your stripes, I am healed. In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body, in my mind, my will, and my emotions. There is nothing missing and nothing broken. Every joint is supplying in my body. From your broken body, Jesus. In the body of Christ in my community. And right here in this community of faith. All the way around the world to Julian and Vimala. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. By the blood of Jesus, I have been redeemed. By the blood of Jesus, I have reconciliation with you, my Father. By the blood of Jesus, every sin has been placed in remission. And there's no condemnation in my life. By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly to the throne of God, where I find grace, mercy, and help for my assignment every day. By the blood of Jesus and the word of my testimony, the accuser of the brethren is cast down forever. By the blood of Jesus, every plague has to pass over and cannot be on me or my family. My conscience is purged. My robes are made white. And I will always be the glorious church without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish. When you come for me, in Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Oh, Jesus, oh, the worship.
Yeah. Oh, we have Roger and Rebecca that I can see on YouTube, and Dan and Phyllis on Zoom. Those are the ones I can see. Amen. Oh, yeah. Yeah, amen. In Jesus' mighty name.
You know, tonight when he was talking about how the clay pot thinks. How the clay pot thinks that it's wiser than the potter. And, you know, I instantly thought of nowadays all of the artificial intelligence that they're creating, and they've had so many instances of this artificial intelligence trying to take over the human. And it's like, wow, that is, that's a scary thought. And that's exactly what Satan did. God created him, and then he thought he was going to take over. Yeah. Oh, yes, it is. Oh, my. Yes, it is. Right. Amen. Staying light out there, is it? It is 10:20. Or 11:20 for everyone else. Yeah. All right. Oops. Job 33:14. Yeah. For God may speak in one way or in another. I apologize. I keep forgetting to turn my... For God may speak in one way or in another. Yet man does not perceive it. In a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falls upon men, while slumbering in their beds, then he opens the ears of men and seals their instruction in order to turn man from his deed and conceal pride from man. He keeps back his soul from the pit and his life from perishing by the sword.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen, yeah. Yeah, amen. Amen. We love you. And God loves you. And Jesus is Lord. Have a great night, everyone. God bless you. Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's a very, very good study. God bless you. Good night.
Mm-hmm.